Yeah, so Heavenly Father, how merciful your ways and how marvelous your salvation. You're listening to Cross the Border. We're in Ezekiel chapter 18 and, you know, a most wonderful chapter. The gospel, a message that the Heavenly Father is giving to the people of Israel just before the destruction of or the siege of Babylon and the complete annihilation of Jerusalem and the temple and Judea before the 70-year desolation. Speaking of when the wicked turn from their ways, that their wickedness shall not be remembered when they do that which is lawful and right. But it also says that when the righteous turn from their righteousness and committeth iniquity and dieth in them, for his iniquity that he hath done, he shall die. Sad words. And you can read the same thing in the Gospels from the lips of the Messiah in the parable of the sower. Chapter 18, verse 27. Again, when the wicked man turneth from his wickedness that he hath committed, and doeth that which is lawful and right. See, he says it again. I do a lot of repetition on this program. Because it's impressed upon me. You'll find there is a lot of repetition in the scripture. As a matter of fact, the Messiah, just about everything he said, was repeated from the law and the prophets. That's right. I found just about everything that the Messiah said in the Old Testament. So that shows you that he spent his time. He knew the word of Yahuwah, the word of God at that time. He knew it because he spoke it, he lived it, and he was obedient to it. So when the wicked man, again, when the wicked man turneth away from his wickedness that he has committed and doeth that which is lawful and right, he shall save his soul alive because he considereth and turneth away from all his transgressions that he hath committed. He shall surely live. He shall not die. Yet saith the house of Israel, the way of the Lord is not equal. O house of Israel, are not my ways equal? Are not your ways unequal? Therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel. Everyone according to his ways, saith the Lord God. Adonai Yahweh, repent, repent, and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgressions whereby you have transgressed, and make a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore, turn yourselves and live, ye. Turn yourselves and live. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is in hand. You know, here we're having prophesied the demise of national Israel, but being reaffirmed is the kingdom of heaven, that people may turn into it and live. Chapter 19, verse 1, again. Moreover, take thou up a lamentation for the princes of Israel, and say, what is thy mother? A lioness? She lay down among lions. She nourished her whelps among young lions. And she brought up one of her whelps, and it became a young lion, and it learned to catch the prey. It devoured men. The nations also heard of him. He was taken in their pit, and they brought him with chains into the land of Egypt. Now, when she saw that she had waited, and her hope was lost, then she took another of her whelps, and made him a young lion. And he went up and down among the lions, and became a young lion, and learned to catch the prey, and devoured men. And he knew their desolate places, and he laid waste their cities, and the land was desolate, and the fullness thereof, by the noise of his roaring. Then the nations set against him on every side from the provinces, and spread their net over him, and he was taken in their pit. And when they put him in ward in chains, and brought him to the king of Babylon, they brought him into hold, that his voice should no more be heard upon the mountains of Israel. Thy mother is like a vine in thy blood, planted by the waters. She was fruitful and full of branches by reason of many waters. And she had strong rods for the scepters of them that bore rule. And her stature was exalted among the thick branches. And she appeared in her height with the multitude of her branches. But she was plucked up in fury and cast down to the ground. And the east wind dried up her fruit. Her strong rods were broken and withered. The fire consumed them. And now she is planted in the wilderness, in a dry and thirsty ground. And fire has gone out of a rod of her branches, which hath devoured her fruit, so that she hath no strong rod to be a scepter to rule. This is a lamentation, and shall be for a lamentation. Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 1. And it came to pass in the seventh year, in the fifth month, the tenth day of the month, that certain of the elders of Israel came to inquire of Yahuwah and sat before me. Then came the word of the Lord unto me, saying, so here we have Ezekiel in the land of Babylon, the Chaldeans, by the river Chebar, near Tel Abib, and the elders in Israel recognize him as a prophet, and they come to him. Yahuwah sends them. They came to inquire of the Lord, Yahuwah, and sat before me, Gil says. Then came the word of Yahuwah unto me, saying, son of man, speak unto the elders of Israel, and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, Adonai Yahweh, are you come to inquire of me? As I live, saith the Lord God, I will not be inquired of by you. Wilt thou judge them, son of man? Wilt thou judge them? Cause them to know the abominations of their fathers, and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, in the day when I chose Israel, and lifted up my hand unto the seed of the house of Jacob, and made myself known unto them in the land of Egypt, when I lifted up my hand unto them, saying, I am Yahuwah, your Elohim, your God, in the day that I lifted up my hand unto them to bring them forth of the land of Egypt into a land that I had espied for them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all the lands. Then said I unto them, cast you away every man the abominations of his eyes, and defile yourselves not with the idols of Egypt. I am Yahuwah, your Elohim, your God. They rebelled against me, and would not hearken unto me. They did not every man cast away the abominations of their eyes, neither did they forsake the idols of Egypt. Then I said, I will pour out my fury upon them, to accomplish my anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt. But I wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted before the heathen, among whom they were, in whose sight I made myself known before unto them, in bringing them forth out of the land of Egypt. Wherefore I caused them to go out of the land of Egypt, and brought them into the wilderness. I gave them my statutes, and showed them my judgments, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. Moreover also, I gave them my Sabbaths, to be a sign between me and them, that they might know that I am Yahuwah that sanctify them. But the house of Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They walked not in my statutes. They despised my judgments, which, if a man do, he shall live in them. And my Sabbaths they greatly polluted. Then said I would pour out my fury upon them in the wilderness and consume them. But I wrought for my name's sake, that it should not be polluted before the heathen, in whose sight I brought them out. Yet also I lifted up my hand unto them in the wilderness, that I would not bring them into the land which I had given them, flowing with milk and honey, which is the glory of all lands. because they despised my judgments and walked not in my statutes, but polluted my Sabbaths, for their heart went after their idols. Nevertheless, mine eyes spared them from destroying them, neither did I make an end of them in the wilderness. But I said unto their children in the wilderness, walk ye not in the statutes of your fathers, neither observe their judgments, nor defile yourselves with their idols. I am Yahuwah, your God. Walk in my statutes, and keep my judgments, and do them, and hallow my Sabbaths, and they shall be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I, Yahuwah, am your God. Notwithstanding, the children rebelled against me. They walked not in my statutes, neither kept my judgments to do them, which if a man do, he shall even live in them. Which if a man do, he shall even live in them. There's a plea in that, and it's a plea that moves me emotionally. Which a man do, if a man do, he shall live in them. Choose. But he continues, they polluted my Sabbaths. Then I said I would pour out my fury upon them to accomplish my anger against them in the wilderness. Nevertheless, I withdrew my hand and wrought for my name's sake that it should not be polluted in the sight of the heathen in whose sight I brought them forth. I lifted up my hand unto them also in the wilderness that I would scatter them among the heathen and disperse them through the countries because they had not executed my judgments but had despised my statutes and had polluted my Sabbaths and their eyes were after their father's idols. Wherefore I gave them also statutes, not good, and judgments whereby they should not live. And I polluted them in their own gifts in that they caused to pass through the fire all that openeth the womb. And I, that I might make them desolate, to the end that they might know that I am Yahuwah. Therefore, son of man, speak unto the house of Israel, and say unto them, thus saith Adonai Yahweh, yet in this your fathers have blasphemed me, in that they have committed a trespass against me. For when I brought them into the land for which I lifted up my hand to give it to them, then they saw every high hill, and all the thick trees, and they offered there their sacrifices, and they presented the provocation of their offspring there. Also they made their sweet savor, and poured out their drink offerings. Then I said unto them, what is the high place whereunto you go? And the name whereof which is called Bema unto this day. Bema, a high place in Palestine. Wherefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, you are polluted after the manner of your fathers, and commit ye whoredom after their abominations. For when you offer your gifts, when you make your own sons to pass through the fire, you pollute yourselves with all your idols, even unto this day, and shall be inquired of by you, O house of Israel, as I live, saith the Lord God, I will not be inquired of by you. A rebuke, a sharp rebuke. How about you? You call yourself Christians. Do you pass your children through the fire of idols? You make your sons and daughters pass through the fire. You pollute yourselves. That's what happens when you, for convenience, because it's free, because they rob your neighbor to pay for it, and yes, they rob you too. Do you send your children off to the temple of idols, the high places, where they'll receive a higher education? The free babysitting service called public schools, indoctrination centers, and you cause your children to pass through the fire, and then they wonder why they stop going to church. Because you've trained them. You've sent them to be trained by idolaters and heathen and statists. It's hard for me to fathom how someone can call themselves a Christian and continue to even work in those places. But they do it for mammon. I'm sorry, you know, if that hurts your feelings and if you don't like it, tough. You're working for Mammon. And how about all the policy enforcers out there that break the commandment, you shall do unto your neighbor as you would have done unto you by the law of our Heavenly Father. And they continue their policing duty, saying, well, it's my job. So they break the commandments of God for Mammon, for the benefits of the state. This is about you. What I'm reading here in Ezekiel, this is about you. You are being called on to live by faith. Oh, what will I do if I don't get a paycheck? Well, you're going to find out soon enough anyway, the way things are going. Of course, I'm sure the beast will always keep their enforcers fed somehow. After all, they can print the money out of thin air while they withdraw it from everyone they hate to serve their own purpose. They'll reward those that are ruthless in carrying out their commands. If you have any conscience at all, if your conscience doesn't become so seared that you're executing judgment against those who will not receive the mark of the beast, the time is coming. Get out now. Practice living by faith. Practice living without the gun of the state stealing from your neighbor by violence. That's the threat of violence, is violence. That's what it is. How many people would pay into these things if it were not for the threat of violence? How many people would send off money for insurance that they don't need if it were not for the threat of violence? How many people would participate in Social Security and all of these other insurance schemes that are unlawful against God's law if it were not for the threat of violence? Well, you have your answer. Very few. You are polluted after the manners of your fathers. You can come out. You can come out. That's right. You can learn to live by faith. I would rather go hungry. I would rather be destitute and homeless than participate, than break the law of my Heavenly Father. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they all chose death rather than break the commandment of their God. And we are so weak. Oh, well, it's so convenient that God's law is nailed to the cross. Isn't that just convenient? And believe that lie. That's the lie of the enemy. That's the lie that keeps you breaking his law, having no regard. You're not a Daniel. You're not a Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, because you don't care about his law. You love breaking it. You love participating and relying on the benefits of your idols. Ezekiel, these chapters are for you. If you turn from your wickedness and your evil ways, then you will live in the righteousness that you do. Repent. The kingdom is at hand. Chapter 20, verse 31, for when you offer your gifts, when you make your sons to pass through the fire, you pollute yourselves with your idols even unto this day. And shall I be inquired of by you, O house of Israel, as I live, saith the Lord God, I will not be inquired of by you. Yes, the heavens will become as brass. Your prayers will fall to the ground. And when you plead for mercy and you say, where is God? When all of everything comes crashing down around you, he will not be inquired of by you. Repent now. The kingdom is at hand. Judas was too late. Esau was too late. Too late. They found no place for repentance, though they sought it bitterly with tears. Verse 32. Chapter 20 of Ezekiel, and that which cometh into your mind shall not be at all. That you say, I will not be as the heathen, as the families of the countries to serve wood and stone. As I live, saith the Lord God, surely with a mighty hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out, I will rule over you, and I will bring you out from the people, and will gather you out of the countries whereof you are scattered, with a mighty hand, and with a stretched out arm, and with fury poured out. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the people, and there will I plead with you face to face. Like as I pleaded with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt, so I will plead with you, saith the Lord God. And I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. And I will purge out from among you the rebels, and them that transgress against me. I will bring them forth out of the country, and where they sojourn, and they shall not enter into the land of Israel, and you shall know that I am Yahuwah. As for you, O house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, go ye, serve every one his idols. And hereafter also, if you will not hearken unto me, but pollute ye my holy name no more with your gifts and with your idols, for in my holy mountain, in the mountain of the height of Israel, saith the Lord God, there shall all the house of Israel, all of them in the land, serve me. There will I accept them, and there will I require your offerings and the first fruits of your oblations with all of your holy things. I will accept you with a sweet savor when I bring you out from the people and gather you out of the countries wherein you have been scattered, and I will be sanctified before you, before the heathen, and you shall know that I am Yahweh, when I shall bring you into the land of Israel, into the country for which I lifted up my hand to give it to your fathers. And there shall you remember your ways and all your doings wherein you have been defiled, and you shall loathe yourselves in your own sight for all your evils that you have committed, and you shall know that I am Yahuwah when I have wrought with you for my name's sake, not according to your wicked ways, nor according to your corrupt doings, O ye house of Israel, saith Adonai Yahuwah, the Lord God. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face toward the south, and drop thy word toward the south, and prophesy against the forests of the south field, and say to the forests of the south, hear the word of Yahuwah, and thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will kindle a fire in thee, and it shall devour every green tree in thee, and every dry tree, the flaming flame shall not be quenched, and all the faces from the south to the north shall be burned therein, and all flesh shall see that I am Yahuwah, that I, Yahuwah, have kindled it, and shall not be quenched. I am. Therefore said I, Ah, Lord God, they say of me, doth he not speak parables? And that's the end of chapter 20. And we're out of time for the day. Hallelujah.